The 5-2 profile, also known as the heretical hermit, is a fascinating and paradoxical profile in human design. Individuals with this profile combine the qualities of rebellion and radical change of line 5 with the tendencies for introspection and inner wisdom of line 2. This unique combination creates a life dynamic where the individual is compelled to challenge the status quo from a deep self-knowledge and inner truth. Line 5, the line of the heretical, brings an energy of rebellion and radical change. As we have seen in previous modules, people with a line 5 in their profile have a deep desire to question conventions and break established norms. They are often ahead of their time, bringing new ideas and perspectives that can disturb or shock their surroundings. This tendency to rebellion can lead them to feel marginalized or misunderstood by society. Line 2, the line of the hermit, brings an energy of introspection and inner wisdom. People with a line 2 in their profile are naturally driven to withdraw from the world to connect to their inner truth. They have a deep need for solitude and silence to be able to hear the voice of their soul. This quest for authenticity may lead them to spend long periods in introspection, meditating, writing, or creating. When these two lines combine in the 5-2 profile, it creates a unique dynamic of rebellion grounded in a deep self-knowledge. Heretical hermits are compelled to challenge established beliefs and systems, not simply for the sake of provocation, but from an inner truth they have discovered in their solitude. Their rebellion is the result of long introspection and confrontation with their own shadow and illusions. An example of a heretical hermit might be the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. In his works, Nietzsche questioned the fundamentals of Christian morality and Western philosophy, proclaiming the death of God and the need for a reversal of values, line 5. But these revolutionary ideas were the product of intense introspection and a solitary quest for truth, line 2. Nietzsche spent long periods in the solitude of the mountains, confronting his own abyss and seeking to surpass himself. His philosophy was a rebellion not only against society, but also against his own weakness and limitations. An interesting feature of the 5-halves profile is its ability to bring about deep and lasting changes precisely because their rebellion comes from an authentic inner source. Unlike superficial rebels who merely react against external authority, the heretical hermits are driven by an intimate vision and conviction. Their critique of society is all the more powerful because it is grounded in a deep knowledge of themselves and of human nature. However, this combination of rebellion and introspection can also create great solitude and a sense of alienation for the heretical hermit. As they often question the most fundamental norms and beliefs, they may struggle to find their place in society. Their worldview may seem so strange or threatening that people prefer to reject or ignore them rather than trying to understand them. Learning to remain true to their inner truth while finding ways to connect and communicate with others is a significant challenge for this profile. Let's take the example of a modern heretical hermit who is a visionary artist. In her isolated workshop, she creates works that shake the aesthetic and moral conventions of her time, line 5. Her paintings and sculptures are the result of a long exploration of her inner world, her dreams, her deepest fears and desires, line 2. When she displays them, her works provoke strong and contrasting reactions. Some see them as an expression of visionary genius, others as obscene and unhealthy provocation. The artist herself oscillates between a sense of sacred mission and deep doubt about the value and meaning of her work. She must learn to remain true to her vision while finding ways to share it with a world that is not always ready to receive it. In the end, the path of growth for the heretical hermit is to learn to bring their unique truth into the world, even if it means going against the grain. They must find the courage to express what they have discovered in their solitude, even if it disturbs or shocks. But they must also develop the necessary wisdom and compassion to communicate their vision in a way that can be heard and integrated by others. When they find this balance, heretical hermits can become incredibly powerful guides and catalysts for individual and collective change. Their unique combination of authenticity, courage, and vision can inspire others to question their own illusions and seek their own truth. Their life then becomes a living example of the power of inner quest and authentic expression. So, if you are a heretical hermit, celebrate your unique nature and transformative potential. Embrace your need for solitude and your nonconformist vision, even if it makes you different or misunderstood. Find strength in your inner truth and have the courage to express it in the world. But don't forget to also cultivate compassion, wisdom, and the art of communication. You have within you the ability to bring about deep and lasting changes, precisely because your rebellion comes from an authentic and inner source. It is a rare and precious gift, so cherish it and share it with integrity. Points to remember. The 5-2 profile, also called heretical hermit, combines the qualities of rebellion and radical change of line 5 with the tendencies for introspection and inner wisdom of line 2. Line 5 brings an energy of rebellion and questioning of conventions, while line 2 drives towards introspection and the quest for authenticity. Heretical hermits challenge established beliefs and systems from an inner truth discovered in solitude. Their rebellion is grounded in a deep self-knowledge. This profile has the ability to bring about deep and lasting changes, since their rebellion comes from an authentic inner source. However, this can also create a sense of solitude and alienation. The challenge for heretical hermits is to stay true to their inner truth whilst finding ways to connect and communicate with others. Their path of growth is to bring their unique truth to the world with courage, wisdom, and compassion, even if it means going against the grain. When they find this balance, heretical hermits can become powerful guides and catalysts for individual and collective change, inspiring others to question their illusions and seek their own truth.